So clearly, we need new ideas to help grow government income in the future, as more in government income means that you don't have to reduce services. One of the ways government has done this in the past is by developing new economic sectors such as ship management, e-gaming and the like. Also, substantial increases in economically active younger employed people have provided short-term fixes in the past. So I suppose questions that you would want to ask your MHK would be, what new economic sectors would you like to see? And I suppose probably more important would be, how would you go about developing new economic sectors? Because it's easy to say, oh yes, we need more green tech and we need this and we need the other. But how are you actually going to go about doing that? And it would be interesting just to hear from a prospective MHKs what their methodology might be, as much as the rather grand, bold statements, which may not have an awful lot of substance behind them.
Yes, it reminds me of the old traditional Manx manifestos, tourism, I'm all for it. Yes, there is one of the questions would be, how do they see the role of government in encouraging and facilitating the economy? But on the back of it, there's a kind of attitude question there about how open they would be to change in terms of new business, new people coming in, and the implications of that, a bigger population, maybe more houses, more people. And I think that's one of the fundamental divides, perhaps, in Manx politics, is the extent to which you are open to the outside world or not.
And to a certain extent, you are, by having population growth, it's significant population growth has been a short-term fix, I suppose, for successive governments in the past. But it is only short-term, because ultimately the people that you bring in as young, thrusting types who are busily employing lots of people and making lots of money, they become sick, they have children, the children want to be schooled, they need services, they need roads, they need hospitals, they need old folks' homes when they get a bit older. And then all you've actually done is you've solved the short-term problem, but then you've created a longer-term problem. In essence, perhaps part of the problem we've got with the Manx economy is that there is a clear imbalance. We're not taxing people enough to pay for all the services we currently provide, or we're providing too many services compared with the amount of income that's coming in.
And the traditional view would have been, the conventional view was, that if you put too much tax on, then you kill the golden goose, which brings us to the 0-10 issue. What's happening around that, with the threat of an international minimum corporate tax rate and other factors like post-Brexit, post-COVID, the rise of artificial intelligence, robots doing people's jobs, I think suggests that our economy is approaching a crossroads. I know that's a cliche, but it might just be true this time.
Yes, certainly. Something big needs to be found in the course of the next 5 years.
Yes.